This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
I mean, some of us can handle summer and some of us cannot. Some of us send our kids to Houston, and when the grandparents just send the kids outside when it's 95 degrees, and now some of us come in here to this old, old building, which is barely standing up.
Historic is what they like to call it at the dump. Preservation Society.
I call it a dump. That's what this building is. It's a dump. Cambria is very nice. The rest of the building is a dump. And you just found out our air conditioning is not working.
Had I not known, believe me, I would not have made the pilgrimage from Cottage Grove.
You would have missed this eye candy.
My passport.
Stand up a little
baby,
bit.
Baby, that's not making it any better. And then he turns around like Nicki Minaj. I know that is not your version of twerking.
See, I just looked
how the booty
look.
His booty looks flat. Hey, I have to ask you something.
Excuse me?
Do you get your legs waxed? Do you have hair on your legs? Because it looks like you might be getting your legs waxed.
No, I've never had any waxing done.
Are you shaving your legs?
Never.
Okay.
I'm not the hairiest animal. Right?
Okay, because I guess I'm used to working with Adam Carter and Chris Tubbs and Dan Cook. They're very hairy men.
Are you suggesting something about my virility?
I wasn't going there.
Come over
I'm just
here.
Saying.
Come over
I'm
here.
I'm just saying you don't have any man hair on you. I mean,
not much.
Not much.
Not much.
Not much at all.
So are you attracted to hairier men?
I love men with beards.
Beards.
I love beards. My dad has a beard, so I'm
you're attracted
I
to your dad. That's an interesting revelation,
I think so.
Chris. Might want to put that
and
out
so
there.
Whenever Sean was mad at me, he would cut his beard.
Oh, so was that once a day? I mean, talk about a hairy man when he was mad at you. Was that an hour? It was an hourly situation. Okay. Well, I had a goatee last summer. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And
Barry
I had much, long,
some,
I'm much longer,
longer
hair.
Okay, so why the change up, though?
Like a chameleon. You know? I'm running from something.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think I should grow my hair longer again?
No, I don't think you should grow your hair longer, but I did like the goatee.
You did like the goatee?
I did.
Yeah?
I did.
Okay, what's going on in your personal life right now, your dating life right now?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Okay, since Sean, have you had a single date?
Not one.
Not one.
Not one. I probably should go on one, but I don't even know what does a date look like these days. I mean, what do you do? Do you still go out to the movies and the restaurant? Do you talk? And then afterwards, do you let them know you made it home? I don't even know like what the... I've been out of the game so long, I don't know what the protocol is.
Well, knowing you as well as I do, you'd ask the person out.
I probably would. Hey, what you doing Friday?
Yeah, you'd
Saturday.
You'd pick the place.
I would.
Be very nice. Be like a Spoon and Stable.
Yeah,
some fabulous
Spoon
like that.
Spoon and Stable.
And then when the bill came, you'd go, excuse me?
That side of the table, man.
Yeah, right.
Nothing over here.
Right there.
Nothing over here.
Right there.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't been. I mean, do you dress up for dates anymore? Do you?
Depends where you go.
Okay, because Spoon and Stable, you got to.
That's as good as
if you can get
me.
In. Because yeah. I was trying to get in. I was trying. Because, you know, I'm a member of the Minneapolis Club. I figured Spoon and Stable is my next spot.
So do you go to various places now? You know, like you're at, you're picking up stuff at Costco or wherever. And you're butting head up. I'm a member of the Minneapolis Club. Get behind me.
Get behind me. Can okay. I? Is this some line for the Minneapolis Club members? Let me.
Maybe.
Know, I'm having a soiree.
Yeah.
At the Minneapolis Club.
I saw that.
I told him, I said, I want to do a happy hour for black business owners. August is Black Business Month, so I'm always doing something for black business owners for Black Business Month.
Yeah.
And so they were like, okay. I said, yeah, don't invite everybody, and y'all have drinks and appetizers.
Another event I'll be looking over the fence at.
Right, yeah, because you're not a black business owner, so you could come. So,
listen, according to Donald Trump, the vice president just turned black one day.
Maybe today's your day.
Maybe today's my day. I don't know. Maybe 242, I'll say.
242.
I'm a black woman.
Join Alpha Phi Alpha. Become a member of the Monitors Club. Welcome. And so they came back and they said, so, Shaletta, we've scheduled your soiree. And I'm like, well, is that, is that a dessert?
Yeah.
What is a soiree? I had to look it up.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds delicious. Can you make mine with strawberries? So apparently that is Minneapolis Club speak for happy hour.
Yeah.
So the happy hour is
Soiree.
So it's August 15th from 4 to 6, free food and drinks.
Which day?
The 15th, next Thursday. Thursday after next. And so
I'm busy.
Oh, yeah, sure. And you wouldn't get it anyway.
Yeah.
And so we created a little flyer and the thing. And so when you walk into my club over here where I play dice on a pickleball court because I like the way the dice sound when you pop it up against the wall.
You could play pickleball.
I could place craps.
Yeah.
There's a big old giant picture of me on the wall.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. Oh. It's on the wall, and it says, come to Shaletta's
soiree.
S-O-I-R-E-E. It's on the wall. It's a big giant picture of me on the wall. And also, it's up in
this
several
isn't
places.
Where they hit the ball and pickleball.
No, this is as you walk through the doors of the castle and also in the parking ramp for the cheap people who don't have a membership, who can't afford it, the brokies.
Yeah.
They just park there. They pay monthly to
the
park
brokies.
There for the brokies.
Where do you park?
I park in a ramp, but I'm a member.
Yeah.
You know, so some,
you don't have
some
to pay
people,
for it.
So some people, they can't afford the membership, so they just park and they're not members. They don't have access to the building.
When will I be invited for like a late breakfast? You were talking about that a couple months ago.
I know. I talked myself out of it.
What if I had hairier legs?
Hairier legs will get you in every time.
I'll put some patches.
Get that goatee going, buddy.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do breakfast before, because you haven't been over there in a while, so you could do a food review and everything. So
I'd like to.
So we'll have to do it before you get to work.
Yeah.
Okay. That way you could talk about it.
I'm willing to do that.
It has to be on a Friday. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Can I wear my normal T-shirt and shorts?
You have to look like you. You're not going to make me shame in front of my new white friends. I'm sorry. These are my new rich white friends. I need them to think I have other rich white friends. I don't need them to think that my white friends outside of the club are some brokies. I need you to look like you got some money.
If I show up like in a muscle shirt, cargo shorts, that probably wouldn't be the thing to do. Because you know me.
Get a fake tattoo on your arm.
You know me. I got a lot of muscle shirts at home. All right. How are we going to get Shaletta on a date, Tubbs? What if we have people call in who want a date?
I told you what my requirements are. He has to be at least 80.
Yeah. Okay.
Super rich.
Yeah.
Super hairy.
Super hairy.
About to die.
Yeah, about to die. But not about to die to the point where I have to take care of him. Right? No prenup.
Quick. You want quick.
Quick, yeah.
Yeah.
No prenup.
Maybe in the act of passion.
Mm-hmm. Because his heart can't take it. His heart can't take all this. His heart cannot take all this. Look, Chris Tubbs, he's waving his hands in the air like, ah.
No, this is my icky gross. This is what I think about when I'm thinking about peas. I'm just like, ew.
Ew? Hey, how am I going to catch a man?
What are you talking about?
Ew. She's all of this?
She's looking beautiful. She's got a sundress on.
No, she's talking about somebody dying in the art of passion. It just made me uncomfortable.
Hey, if I got to go.
That wouldn't be
Jesus
a bad way to go.
Jesus has given me several options.
Yeah.
I'll take that one every time. I take it.
Would you be confused of, you know, sometimes people are fairly verbal, you know, and they're speaking. And you're like, wow, he's really enjoying this. Wow, he's grabbing his heart.
Oh, I must be doing it. Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I'm killing them for real.
Percentage for real. Of people who die in the act of sex.
I don't know.
0. Is it? It's not 1%.
0.999995.
Yeah. Other ways you want sleep.
Sleep, yeah. Peacefully. In your sleep.
Not drowning.
Oh, no, not drowning. I don't want to get shot. I don't want to, like, have bad food poisoning. I don't want, like, a long, lengthy, you know, something
quick.
Or another. Quick. Like, here today, gone tomorrow quick. Yeah.
So how do people sign up for this Minneapolis Club event if they want to?
It's sold out.
It's already sold out?
I put up 2 social media posts. It was going to be on the patio. 50 people, and it sold out after 2 social media posts. That's how good I am.
Yeah.
And so they moved it to the inside, to one of the big giant rooms. And so that added like 150 people. And it's free, you know. And probably in like 3 hours, there were no more seats.
What kind of hors d'oeuvres? A full meal?
Nicosi salad.
Nicosi salad.
The Nicosi salad is going to be on the menu. And they have a drink on the menu called the Shaletta.
What's that?
That is Grey Duck vodka, pineapple juice, and ginger beer. So they're serving the Shaletta.
Yeah. Could a guy, somewhat approaching middle age, white guy, if he changed his plans, could he show up?
I mean, if you would like to volunteer to check people in or check coats.
Valet. If I can be the valet or maybe pick up the tables, that's how I'm going to get there.
I mean, if you want to come by after work, it is after your shift is over. Since you haven't been in the club for a long time, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, see what. How about, Tubbs, this will be, Shaletta, say, you're okay. Come on over. and I'll go over there and say, hi, Chad Hartman here. Shaletta said, what's your name? Yeah, Chad Hartman. Sid Hartman used to be allowed in here.
You know him?
I know him well. About Chad Hartman. Nope, don't see that at all. Don't see that at all. It'd be the rope-a-dope. It would be the rope-a-dope.
And I'll be sitting in the back looking, laughing, taking pictures for social media. Look, he's trying to get in. Click, click.
He's not allowed. No. He tell him to go half luck back to that dump, WCC Radio. 19 past 1 here on CC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's 23 past one. Shaletta in the house.
He always trying to get a cut. Every time I do something, every time I get something, he think he's supposed to have a finder's fee just because
he
almost lost his job and went into the boss's office, threw a chair against the wall and got written up so that I could have my own show. He thinks that qualifies him to get a cut every time I get a new
check. I like to call it a taste, just a little taste. So tell people the latest gig that you now have. This is a good one, by the way.
This is a good one. Okay, this is a good one. I am going to be writing for the Star Tribune.
Wow.
Is that? Come on now. Give us some claps. Give us some claps.
There we go.
Give a sister some claps. Yes. Upsy,
very tepid applause.
Yes, I was just going to say, that didn't sound like even the whole hand, like maybe just the first three fingers or something.
Yeah. I was Googling Tom Cruise clapping.
Yeah, have you seen Tom Cruise clap? Here's how Tom Cruise clap. he's wider than his body. Who claps like that?
Okay, so is it just me, or when y'all saw it, did you think he was about to do like YMCA?
Yes,
what I thought.
Yeah.
When I first saw, I was like, oh, he's trying to get the crowd together. They finna do what?
Yeah.
No, he's clapping.
Yeah. It's maybe Tom's a little more dorky.
Than we knew.
Yeah,
we thought he was cool, but that was a script.
That was a script.
Somebody wrote that.
If you're clapping like really wide.
I promise. I thought it was. I was at home. I'm like, come on, Tom. Yeah.
Why? Or Macarena.
Oh, okay.
Are we still doing the Macarena?
No, we are not.
At a wedding, we might.
We might. After a few cocktails.
Deep in the cocktails.
Might. Yeah, we have. No, we're not doing it at the club across the street.
Have they ever participated in the Macarena?
At the Minneapolis Club? I don't know, but we're going to be doing an electric slide and a Cupid shuffle at my soiree.
I need to see that. The electric slide. Oh, my God. That's so good.
You really want the electric slide?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, I was at lunch yesterday with Sarah Galust, one of my fellow, I teach over at the U.
Yeah, of course.
And she's one of my fellow professors over at the University of
Minnesota. Should I call you professor?
I make the kids call me Professor Shaletta.
Dr. Brundage?
I need an honorary from somebody. Yeah. Somebody, hello, where you at? I need an honorary doctorate.
Harvard.
Harvard, Yale. And so we were talking, and, everybody now, since, Governor Tim Walz is in the thick of things.
Yeah, right in the middle.
The VP, potential running mate for Kamala Harris, everybody is on social media sharing their pictures with them and Tim Walz. You know what I mean? Everybody's saying, oh, I love him. Oh, I met him here. Here's a picture of him with my kids. Because we all want to make sure y'all know we know the governor.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
And so we were at lunch. We were sharing our social media posts. And, we were talking about, some of his qualifications. And she was like, he's a dad. He's a, husband. And he's got, military experience. And, he's been a teacher. And I said, this is the qualification that nobody's talking about that everybody should be talking about. More than all that, Tim Walz knows how to support black women.
Tell me how and why.
He knows how to respect black women. Case in point, me.
Yep.
When I was getting ready to get vaccinated.
Oh, yeah. Another cut. How I didn't get 85% of that.
That check.
All of a sudden, it could have been, hi, I'm Shaletta. My coworker, Chad Hartman, talked to me. No, it was, hi, I'm Shaletta. My Andrew.
My 16-year-old son.
Yeah, who might have said it to you once in passing.
In passing. Didn't even give me eye contact.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I got some threats, credible threats on my family's life. That's the police chief was
grotesque,
like, you cannot
pathetic.
Get vaccinated because these people are talking about killing you. They're talking about lynching you. And I was like, I'm not vaccinating them.
You had to switch locations.
I had to switch locations. Because they were really going
to. This is no exaggeration.
This is not an exaggeration. And so Tim Walz called and he said, what do you need? I said, why don't you show up?
Yeah.
Because if you show up, there's more security there.
Yep.
And
right.
They're not going to threaten you because that's a crime.
Yep.
They'll threaten me and nothing's going to happen. But they're not going to mess with you. So why don't you come with me? And so he came, brought the guys with the things in the ear and the weapons.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
The G-14 classified. And my family and I were safe. When I had black entrepreneurs there at the Capitol, none of the legislators would talk to us. It was the first time anything like that had been done last year. And he was like, what do you need me to do? I said, show up, because when you show up, that validates what we're doing. And then other legislators will show up.
Yep.
And so he showed up. He talked to the people. He knows how to support strong, independent black female leaders. And that is something that Kamala Harris is going to need. Every white man are not used to this. This is new for white men. I'm sorry, white guys, but you have been traditionally used to black women supporting you. And now you got to be a pip. She's Gladys Knight. She's out front. You got to be in the back singing and dancing. And everybody doesn't have this skill. You have it. Jason DeRush is working on it. Blois doesn't have it. Adam ain't even trying. Okay. Adam is not
waiting,
even trying.
He's waiting for the flavor cough drops and then he'll try.
But, you know, seriously, this is a new day for white men.
There's a lot of validity to that. But I don't know if that means Josh Shapiro doesn't have it or Mark Kelly doesn't have it or Annie Beshear doesn't have it.
But
they might.
They might. But that is something that she needs to be looking for.
Right.
And it can't come from them. They can't get out here and say, I support black women. So black women got to stand up and say, hey, here's what happened.
Well, she has to feel that connection.
She has to feel that connection.
And know that history.
And know
of
that,
them.
That it is absolutely possible. And look back at the Crown Act, the murdered black women, and they've got the office here in Minnesota. There's so many other things legislative wise that have been done under this administration that specifically work to support, protect, and respect black women.
Okay, so let's talk the vice president. Shaletta's here. She'll be on tomorrow, noon to 3. Let's talk about the 20 campaign, which didn't work out well for her at all, right?
Mm-mm.
She had the moment, we all know, in the first debate on busing where it was very emotional. And then we would find out later what she was saying about Joe Biden wasn't the truth.
No.
And then Tulsi Gabbard went after her. She wasn't able to raise money. Mm-mm. There were staffing issues. She didn't even make it to Iowa.
No, she didn't.
So she is selected as the vice president. She has been given some daunting responsibilities that, considering the policies of the administration, weren't going to work out well, including she's not the border czar, but she was given a hefty title tied to the border, and the border has been a major issue during this administration. So now she gets this opportunity. She's the nominee as of today in a roll call. Why should we believe she's going to be a better candidate this summer and fall than she was in 2020?
We are all better than we were in 2020, you know, in some things, in some areas, and at some point. And I think we have to look at her body of work since then. We have to say, you know what? She has been given the job, but not the opportunity. You know, sometimes people will give you a job, but you don't get the opportunity to do that job. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that she was set up for success. I think that was very purposeful. But I believe that she's grown as a leader. You can look at her and see the confidence, the way she engages with people. She didn't have any of that when she first came out. People were really like, what is she doing? What is going on?
She earned that, though.
That's just who she is. And I think that we also had to get used to her because she wasn't on that national stage. These people in California knew who she was.
She's fairly national, though, as California's attorney general was senator from the state, right?
But I'm not that's not vice president.
Yeah, no.
She doesn't have to engage with people in Minnesota. She doesn't have to speak our love language. She doesn't have to come here for anything if she's the attorney general and the senator from California.
Yeah.
She got to come here and talk to us. She got to engage with us. She got to communicate with us. And we have to understand what she's doing, what she's all about, what she's thinking, and how she's going to lead this country.
Here's what she also should do. She needs to have a press conference.
She needs to sit
down and say, here's an example where I'm different than Joe, because Joe was hidden from the media a lot.
Okay, and can we say that there may be somebody somewhere telling this administration they don't have to do news conferences? Because this is not just her. This is this whole administration. I didn't realize that Joe Biden hadn't had a press conference until June. They said this is the first press conference he's had in 2024. I was like, what?
Well, that's because they didn't think he could do it.
Right. But somebody needs to allow them to stay connected to the people.
And her. She's got to step forward and say,
it's got to be the whole administration. It's got to be everybody involved, pushing them to the media and the people and answering and accounting for the tough questions and getting ready for that. Because this is, I don't think after now we're going to be able to allow anybody to hide from us for 6 months and not answer questions.
What time am I on tomorrow on the Shaletta Show?
Let me let you get with Jonathan Lowe is producing my show tomorrow. I feel so special. I love him. I love Jonathan.
He'll call me and give me a time?
Okay. That's how it's going to
happen. Wait around the house?
Yeah. Just sit there. Sit there by the phone.
Sit there outside the Minneapolis Club?
Outside the Minneapolis Club. I'm going to be broadcasting live.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Queen, Feisty Friday with Shaletta. It's 33 past one here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.